Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on More Than Money, 770 CHQR. It's election time, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so over the next couple of weeks, we're going to get various parties on and provide an opportunity really to sort of address their party's platform with respect to, you know, our demographic, people that are sort of transitioning to and living in retirement and, you know, and what that audience generally needs to know about the various platforms.
Yep.
Right? And we're kicking it off today with Tana Boonlert, who is a Green Party candidate, Calgary Center to be precise. Tana, thanks for joining us.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Okay, well, let's just start the conversation again from an information educational perspective, high level. I want you to just talk a little bit about what older adults, so you know that sort of 50 plus people thinking about moving into retirement, what do they need to know about the key aspects of the Green Party's platform?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, I want to be upfront here. I'm not a 50 plus candidate. I am actually the youngest candidate running in Calgary Centre, but I know at the core of our party, we've got a really strong platform, and that's something that we definitely want to focus on, making sure that people transitioning to becoming seniors are taken care of and are protected, right? So one thing that I think is super unique with the Green Party's platform out of any of the parties that are running right now is that we support a guaranteed livable income, right? So making sure that everybody can live with dignity and respect. And actually, that doesn't matter of your age, really. So, of course, if you're 18, you would be receiving guaranteed livable income. And if you're a senior, you'd be receiving this as well. The thing to note here, though, is that we would also want to reform the CPP a little bit here, making sure that we increase CPP income targets rate over time from 25% to 50% of the income received during your working years. And this would be supplemented with the GLI, so the Guaranteed Livable Income. You know, I've been door knocking now for about 4.5 months straight every single day, and we do run into a lot of seniors at the doors, or people becoming seniors soon. And, you know, a lot of people here in Alberta and in Calgary are kind of really concerned about their pension and also being able to provide enough funds to pay for their medication, food, and then also their housing, right, which is super important to note here. And sorry, I'm blabbing on a little bit
I want to just jump in here, Tana, yeah, in regards to this guaranteed livable income. Is there an amount that you guys have on your platform? What would you guys consider to be qualifying for this? You mentioned over the age of 18. So if you have certain other income coming in, does that get taken away? Like, give us more information about the GLI as you know it.
Yeah, so as far as I understand it, this GLI would decrease as you make more money, right? Okay. So this GLI really is just for the basics, for being able to live. But it definitely it gives you more incentives to get out there and to try to do a little bit more, right? And this is just for the basic. But we think that that's necessary in order to make sure that people don't fall beneath or fall between the cracks, right? And go ahead. I think you had a question there.
No, yeah, Tana. I was just going to ask you, can you put a number to that? So what is that right. Minimum guaranteed livable income?
So this is a part where we'd actually really have to work with the different jurisdictions and the different municipalities, right? Because they're obviously every jurisdiction has a different standard of living. And so personally, I am not sure what this number would look like. And I'll be honest with you. But I know that it would be adjusted based on where you live.
And then you also mentioned the Canadian Pension Plan, increasing that to 50% of the income that a person receives in retirement based upon some sort of average calculation, I'm assuming.
So yeah, that means, during their working years. Yeah.
So that would that mean old age security is on top of that, or are we eliminating old age security and focusing on the Canadian Pension Plan?
We would eliminate the older age security, and then so that would be kind of all rolled up and all those kind of, I would say, boutique type payments would be rolled up into the GLI, right? And then you'd get your supplemental CPP.
Got you. Okay, so let's talk about, I'm not sure anybody necessarily argues from a perspective that people need living wages and be able to support themselves, but there's a cost to the economy. Yes. Or potentially. The money has to come from somewhere. Walk us through a little bit about the party's platform on where the sources of where does the money come from to support this?
Mm-hmm. So it'd be coming from a lot of different sources. And before I even get to where exactly they come from,
yep.
I also want to note that our entire platform here that we released a few weeks ago is the only one that's been fully costed out by the Parliamentary Budget Office and fully submitted as well, right? So that's showing fiscal responsibility. Now, where the money is coming from to pay for a lot of this is a great question. So first of all, we want to close the tax loopholes, right, and the tax havens, making sure that people are not, you know, getting away with not paying taxes. We would also make sure, we would also increase corporate tax rates by a little bit. And also, we would implement a wealth tax to the wealthiest people in Canada, so people making over $20 million, which is similar to what the NDPs are proposing as well, right? So just making a 1% wealth tax there. Other sources as well. I mean, we're seeing, you know, if you want to boost the economy and change it in a way that's going to be sustainable, we think that we can actually increase that by changing the subsidies from oil and gas and transitioning that to renewables, which we believe would really help create more jobs locally here and making sure that the people's incomes are good as well, right? Mm-hmm. When we're looking at things like guaranteed livable income and even implementing a national pharmacare, we see that up front it's going to cost us some money, but in the long run, from our calculations and from the evidence that we've seen across the world, that this actually saves the Canadian taxpayer dollars a lot of money in the long run. And pharmacare actually is, it's like going to Costco, right? When you're buying in bulk, right? You're buying in bulk to save money. And that's the exact same notion that would be implied here with the National Pharmacare Plan when we're buying medicine in bulk.
Tana, can I just jump in here? I got
yes,
a question
please.
In regards to that. What I heard from you, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that we want to remove some of the subsidies from the oil and gas companies and the industry in the oil and gas to go to renewables, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so there are other industries that have some sort of environmental impact. Let's take a look at the forestry, mining. How about the car industry in Ontario? Why not go after them as well and tax them and remove their subsidies, because the previous governments have given loads of subsidies to the auto sector? What about like companies like Bombardier? No disrespect to them. They're in the oil. They're in the business of using oil. And so that's not as strong environmentally. Why not tax them or SNC-Lavalin and those types of industries doing infrastructure, because that damages the environment? Why not just tax all of them in the same manner or remove those benefits that they receive, take that money, move it to other areas that you guys see fit? Why is it only the oil and gas sector, not all the sectors that has some sort of impact to the environment?
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. And that's why I think we would have to reevaluate the entire industries, not just oil and gas, right? We got to see what industries are, like exactly like what you're saying. And this is something that I would not include. Wow, double negative there. That's kind of weird. But no, I mean, if I was elected, right, and these are the types of conversations I would be coming back to you guys, especially and saying, okay, well, what am I missing here? What do we need to maybe include in some of these subsidies or remove, right? And I completely agree with you. There are a lot of other companies and industries that should be included in removing some of these subsidies and at least or transitioning some of these subsidies to somewhere else where we want to see the future grow. So you're right.
It just seems like it's a target for Alberta. It's a target of the major industry in this province, which is oil and gas, because I would never hear from any politician, let's go after the auto industry in Ontario or the manufacturing industry in Ontario or the maple syrup industry in
or
Quebec.
Even mining in
and forestry in BC.
Right?
It seems like it's an Alberta. Oil and gas is the only thing that's bad. Every other industry is okay, and therefore we're so. This is kind of why you're hearing from Albertans a lot of pushback, because it's going. It seems like it's a one industry target, not a pan industry issue. So
a broader environment.
That's something that you may want to take back to your team and say, hey, we might want to position this as all these industries are impacting the environment in some form. Let's do a big wash against all of them and then see what the impact is in your guys' economics analysis. Because I think that's where, if you're going to go after one, what's stopping you guys from going after other ones? And so let's look at that. Yeah. Does that make sense, Tana?
Oh, it absolutely makes sense. And you know what? Maybe the way we're framing it is incorrect, right? So instead of saying fossil fuel subsidies, we should maybe be having an environmental indicator, which actually helps us navigate to which industries we should be helping to switch over to make cleaner, right? And I think you guys are absolutely right.
Tana, we have to leave it there. I want to thank you for taking some time with us and sharing the party's platform.
Okay, thanks so much for having me, guys. Have a great day.
You too. We've been joined by Tana Boonlert, who's a Green Party candidate in Calgary Centre. We've got regardless of who gets elected provincially, federally, internationally, we still have a lifestyle to support. People moving into retirement
Correct.
Are going to have multiple government changes, and we got to address the sustainability of a lifestyle given any number of changes. Let's talk about that at our upcoming summit.
Yeah, that's Tuesday, October 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to reserve your seats, so give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Up next to the Liberals. Stick around for that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.